Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, dude.
The 90s called.
With Christine Taylor and David Lasher.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Hey, Dude, the 90s called podcast. I'm David.
Hi, David. I am Christine, your co-host.
What's up?
What's up? I'm so excited about this episode today.
I'm seriously so excited. I have Richard Marx's music on loop. And Daisy Fuentes and I are such old friends. I don't even know where to start and how to interview both of them together.
I was going to say, this is like, we could have hours with each of them individually, right. But it's kind of fun when you get a couple. I really love having sort of a duo on to be able to, like when we had Bonnie and Bill on.
Oh my God. Yeah.
That was just so great. Like just getting, cause you get so much inside dirt, I think.
Yeah. She would fill in wherever didn't remember something. And, but Richard Marx and Daisy Fuentes are very private people. Like, I can't believe we got them. I mean, I texted her since January.
Since we started. I remember.
Yeah. And
this is like, these were dream guests of ours, everybody, to all of our listeners. sometimes we have to bring on guests that we are dying to interview. And these Daisy was at the top of your list. I don't think we ever in a million years thought we would get them together.
Well, no, we had Carson on and we had Bill on, Bill Bellamy, talking about the MTV days. But Daisy was this bright, shining light that I guest hosted weeks with her on the beach house. I don't know. We spent so much great time together. And then she ended up marrying one of the greatest songwriters, I think, ever, Richard Marx. So we have them on together. And should we welcome them in?
Okay.
Daisy Fuentes and Richard Marx.
Woo!
Welcome. Welcome up to our show.
Christine and David. David!
Oh my God. It's so good to see you.
I'm so happy to see you.
This is so cool. And I just have to say, Richard, you and Ben have been trying to make a date, get together, right? And I get you before he gets you?
We do. We joked about it on text the other day. But before that, you know, we've been trying to get together for about 2.5 years. And so then
I think you should break up.
I was coming to New York. And so I texted him and he was like, this is so great. We're going to make it happen. And I said, well, I'm just giving you plenty of time so that there's lots of ways to cancel.
Isn't it so true? It's like we all want to make it happen.
It might just be better for us not to meet at all.
Maybe that keeps the mystery alive, yeah. Right?
Oh, no one wants to commit to anything.
No, right. He's dying to make it happen. I'm so jealous. He's very jealous of this.
Well,
right now.
I think that now maybe we should make it a double date or a triple date.
Yeah.
Totally.
We should all go.
Let's do it.
Anytime. Daisy, I have not seen you in years.
It has been way too many years. Like over a decade, like 15 years, would you say?
I honestly don't know. But Christine, I texted Daisy about this and she's like, I don't remember much about the 90s. And I was like, neither do I. I didn't think I was stoned the entire decade.
I wish I was.
But Daisy and I had, I want to go back and go, we have each of you here. So Daisy and I guest hosted with her on Beach House MTV for a number of weeks. And we had so much fun and bonded and became great friends. But Daisy, how did you start? Because we've had Carson Daly on here. We had Bill Bellamy on here. Like, how did you find MTV or how did they find you? And I think you started as a weather girl or how did it start?
I did. It was a fluke. I started doing the weather for Univision in New York in Spanish. I just took a chance. I was modeling and I had met this lovely woman after one of the fashion shows and we started speaking Spanish and she said, oh, your Spanish is great and you speak English. Have you ever thought about doing Spanish television? And I thought, no, why? She said, well, because my husband is the president of Univision and he's looking for a weather girl. And I thought, just like that? That's how it works?
That's easy.
That's easy. Okay. So she kind of took me under her wing. And then from there, I realized that I really liked television. I didn't want to do the news. I was too young. I wanted to have fun. I was watching MTV like everyone on the planet was. It was like literally on everywhere that we went.
Right.
So I think I kind of manifested it. I told one of my editors that that's what I really wanted to do. He goes, well, just put a little tape together of what you've done. I'm like, it's all in Spanish. It's like local, me looking like an idiot and, you know, like doing the weather with big hair and like Connecticut going through my bangs over here. It was awful. But he knew a guy who knew a guy whose wife's brother or something knew the on-air talent director at MTV, and I sent the tape in, got a chance for an audition, and before I knew it, I was hosting MTV Latino, which was going out to all of Latin America and U.S. Latin market. And of course, it was just, I think a few months after that, before I had a chance to audition for MTV US, and I was doing both MTV in Spanish and English simultaneously, literally going from one studio to the next and looking the same way, just different languages. And it was the first time that was done. So that was really exciting.
It sounds like it happened. It happened very fast.
It did. It did.
Were you very comfortable? Like when you started to do the weather, aside from the awkwardness of that green screen, and were you just comfortable in front of the camera? Going from modeling to actually,
that's
not
hard.
An easy transition.
No,
for people.
And I was really young. I think I was like 19 and I had no television experience at all.
You were too young to be scared.
I was too young to
right.
Too young and too brash.
That's what it was. I was just like, this is an opportunity. I mean, I'll just go for it. I wasn't thinking of what's the worst that can happen. I just thought I have nothing to lose.
Right. Right.
That's the beauty of being young, right? Like you really have no fear. And you became this beautiful shining light of this MTV generation. You really were. You were, Christine, Daisy was just like, so she was just so positive and so amazing. And I had a huge crush on you, by the way.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
I think that was a universal theme.
For sure.
Yeah, probably everybody.
All young
so
men.
Did I, and look what happened.
Exactly.
Lucky Richard.
You guys.
Well, let me ask you, how did you guys meet?
Twitter.
No way.
Which means that Ben and I could conceivably get together and get
I
married.
Was just going to say that. The bromance started on Twitter, too. So that is where it all happens.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we were both following, unbeknownst to us, but we were both following Martha Quinn, who was one of the original MTV VJs.
Of course. Oh,
and Martha and I would get into these fun back and forths, these threads and this banter sometimes every once in a while. Back when Twitter was fun. Back when Twitter was...
Exactly.
This is 10 years ago, 11 years ago. We were having some fun back and forth, and Daisy saw it because she was following Martha. And she was like, oh my... And she joined the thread and replied to both of us and said, oh my God, you guys are giving me such a sweet 90s flashback.
They were having this whole 90s flashback conversation about music. And I was like, oh, this is so my jam, you guys. This is awesome.
So I saw her reply and I immediately was like, oh my God, Daisy Fuentes. I used to have the biggest crush on her. Oh my God. And immediately I was like Googling, what does Daisy Fuentes look like now?
I love it. As so shallow as they get, of course.
And she has not aged a day. I'll just tell our listeners.
I was completely smitten all over again just by how beautiful she was, even more beautiful. But then I read about all the things that she had done, and she started her own brand years ago, and she was like kicking ass. And so I thought, really, that's good for her. So then we started following each other. And I think I DM'd you just saying, hey, it's so great to see you here. And if I'm ever doing a show near where you are, I'd love you to be my guest. But I didn't flirt with her or anything. I was married. I was about to end my first marriage. I was kind of in the beginning of that transition. And then like a year and a half went by. I had become separated, but I didn't announce it. It wasn't public knowledge.
Yeah, I didn't know what the deal was. I was like, is he just being like creepy?
Really,
does he think I'm going to like be down with like for this? Because I'm
wait,
not.
Wait, hold on, Daisy. Right. You obviously were a fan of his music, right? I mean, all of us were.
I had lost track of him. But again, when I saw his name on Twitter and then we started following each other, now we're just kind of on each other's radar, you know? And now we're just aware that we exist, you know? And so for a year, I didn't think anything of it until like a year later, he invited me to a show he was doing in LA. And of course I start going, wait, what is this about? Is he flirting? Is he married? What's the deal? What?
Right.
Because I was single and I was not about to be, you know, be getting into a situation with somebody who was married. But then I thought to myself, listen, we're all adults here. That's not necessarily what this means. We can all be friends. Like maybe there's nothing behind it. He's just being nice and inviting me to a thing.
And this is all on Twitter?
Yes.
Oh my God. Not even like one of the dating apps. This is just...
No.
Hey,
I remember
Twitter
way before...
is a dating app, by the way. And so is Instagram. I never knew that.
I remember way before we really communicated and long before we met, I would see every once in a while that she had liked one of my tweets, and I would always thought, oh, that's cool. Or I would like, she would post something that I thought was funny or interesting, and I would like it. Because that is sort of like currency in social media, right?
It might as well be like swipe right or swipe left. What is it?
A like is like a swipe right.
I distinctly remember, I'm paraphrasing, but I tweeted something like, all these people I keep hearing about saying that they like chocolate better than sex are obviously not having very good sex. and then the next thing I saw was retweeted by Daisy Fuentes.
No, she retweeted you.
You were like, she's speaking my language.
Yeah. Oh. So then it was a year and change later, maybe even more. And I was separated and I was doing a show that was filmed for PBS at the Grammy Museum in LA. And I thought, oh, I'll invite Daisy. And I swear, I was still kind of reeling from getting separated and about to get divorced. And I was not looking to get in any other relationship. I wasn't dating. But I thought, I'd gotten to know her on Twitter a little bit, and I definitely always wanted to meet her. So I invited her to the show, and I DM'd her, and she didn't respond for like 2 days. And I thought, oh, okay, whatever. Well, she had immediately called her publicist and said, hey, Richard Marsh just reached out to me, and he's doing a show at the Grammy Museum in a couple of weeks, and he invited me, and I'd like to go, but I want to get tickets. Can you help me get tickets? And she went, he's my client.
No, you had the same publicist?
We had the same publicist. So she was like, okay. So they came to the show, and I met her that night. There's actually a picture of us meeting.
There was a
Getty photographer.
There was a photographer. Then the minute we said hello, it was just like they just asked us for a picture, literally like the second that we said hello. So yeah. We have that
pretty
forever.
Cool.
Yeah. So cool.
And then,
a few weeks later, I was still living in Chicago at the time. And then I was in the process of moving back to LA. And then a few weeks later, I came back into town and asked her out to dinner. And we had a 3.5 hour epic dinner. And then we just started to get to know each other. And now it'll be 8 years married in December.
I know.
Wow.
Sounds so serendipitous.
Right?
But you guys had the same publicist. And yeah, it seems like it was meant to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All I know you guys are very private people, so we really appreciate you coming on here and telling your stories. I see you guys on Twitter, but I think you've been like, you've gone off of it for a while.
Oh, I bailed the minute
we left.
Elon Musk took over. I haven't been on it since. I mean, yeah. I think my camp has tweeted a couple of like show announcements or something, but I haven't interacted at all. I haven't been on it at all.
Have you guys moved over to Threads? Is that the Instagram one?
I tried to, and it just wasn't the same. You know, so now I kind of just hang out on Instagram and.
I act like I know what I'm talking about. I was never on Twitter. I have a private Instagram account that is fun.
By the way, Christine is not on any social media. She's like, but the only friend I have that doesn't do it at all.
No, but and I do. I have a private account that I love. Like, I get a lot of puppy videos. I get a lot of food videos. I get my family. You know, it's enough.
Okay, then I'm going to request a follow because I will send you puppy videos and recipe videos all day long. That is my thing.
Perfect. I saw a really good one today that I need to get to you. Let me ask you guys. I love that story. Richard, you were a fan of Daisy's, and Daisy, when you, like David had said to you, were you a fan of Richard's music? Like, because David and I talked before you guys came on, like,
we're super fans.
Every song, like everything in my, like, there's not a period in time where there's not a song of yours, Richard, that correlates with a moment in life or a milestone or something. And it's just like, it's
awe-dropping. The prolific writing is unbelievable.
Well, that's very nice of you guys. That's, I love hearing that. And knowing that, you know, over the years, over the decades of people coming up to me and telling me, you know, a version of that and hearing about people who, you know, I write all these songs for my own very selfish purposes. And I've never sat down to try to write a hit song or write a song that you
never.
I always just write songs, like, you know, and I hope
but it's nice when they're hit.
It's awesome when they're hits. But I've taken lately to you know, I've had so many people tell me that they got, you know, their high school graduation, they used Hold On to the Nights, or they used This I Promise You for this, or the song I wrote for Josh Groban, To Where You Are, at somebody's funeral or whatever. But now when people come up and they say, we got married to your song, I always go, was it Should Have Known Better?
You are.
I want to talk about, I there's no way to go through your whole catalog, but I want
but you
to
can
talk
try.
About No, I want to talk about my favorite song of yours. It Don't Mean Nothing. And a friend of mine the other day, when I told him we were going to interview you, said, you know, Joe Walsh plays lead guitar on that. And then I re-listened to it and I'm like, oh yeah, of course that's Joe Walsh. How did I not fucking ever know that? But it's a cautionary tale about moving to LA. And when I moved to LA, I read the book Lesson Zero twice.
Yeah.
And I really heard your words on the lyrics in that song. Don't trust anybody. Everyone's full of shit. Don't do drugs. And when you're trying to make a living, there's no pride to like fucking take the money. And I still hear those words today, you know, like you were ahead of your time on that song. But did you have a bad experience in LA? And where was the motivation for that song?
How old were you when you
wrote
that?
What I was about to say.
Yeah.
I will explain, David. And it's one of my favorite songs too. And it's the song that introduced me to everybody. So I owe everything to that song. But the truth is, that song is a very cynical lyric about, like you said, don't trust anybody, don't believe anybody, don't believe anything till you sign it on the dotted line. It's so cynical. And I wrote it when I was 22 years old, dating a movie star and singing background vocals on Lionel Richie's records and like having the best time, like doing really well.
Yeah.
But I had experienced in just a few years in LA, I had experienced a tremendous amount of rejection. And also a lot of empty promises. And I was already kind of getting a sense of the bullshit that still we experience on a pretty regular basis. And I guess it's coming from the Midwest and just sort of being someone who I always honor my word. And I'm just, you can say a lot of things about me that I'm, you know, there are people who I'm sure don't like me, but probably I don't think there's anybody that would say that I'm full of shit or that I am a jive guy, you know?
Did you just say jive?
Jive, a jive. That's a super 80s word. You're such a jive ass. Okay. But that song is so full of cynicism, but the truth is I was 22 and like I was, everything was kind of okay, but it was fuel for a good lyric that a lot of people could relate to.
Yeah. That angst yeah. when you're 22 and you've, you know, got a bone to pick, but then like, you can look back on it now.
But it still kind of works, right? The whole thing still stands today.
I have so many people. That's another one. People come up to me and they go, that's my anthem. Don't Mean Nothing's my anthem.
It really is. It's like advice given from a family member, a father or older brother to someone moving to LA.
Yeah.
I always remembered those lyrics because I really romanticized LA. When I came here,
I
was like, this is all going to be beautiful and roses. But obviously, the things that you say in that song are very true. And I just was wondering if you had had a bad experience here. Because you talk about auditioning and like all this stuff. And
there's hardly any successful recording artist who didn't get rejected by at least one or two record companies. I was rejected by all the record companies for a couple of years in a row on the basis of songs like Endless Summer Nights and Should Have Known Better that became top five singles.
But what was the response? What was that?
There's no hits. You don't look right. Your voice isn't distinctive.
Oh my God.
You're not commercial. You know, I had David Foster, the record producer who I was working with a lot at that time. I was singing background vocals on some of his, so he was just becoming big as a producer. And we wrote a couple of songs. We wrote a song for San Almost Fire together. So I was sort of working behind the scenes and David was really starting to blow up and I've always really admired his talent. And one day he told me that I shouldn't sing.
And you were how old?
When I was 19. He basically told me when I was 19 year old kid that you shouldn't even do that. You should just try to be a producer because you're not a star. You don't have what it takes. And it was just brutal, you know, it was like stuff like that made you go.
Have you talked to him since then about it?
We joke about it.
Okay. My God, dude, your vocals on like, hold on to the night.
I'll do charity events with David and every once in a while, and he'll tell the story and he'll say, I told Richard Marx when he was 19 that he should give up his dream. But you know, that's what gave him the fuel to become the super. And so finally,
he did you a favor.
Would tell a 19-year-old kid to give up his dream and then make himself the hero of that story.
Right. Take credit for it. Take credit for your success. That is brilliant.
I did him a favor by telling him to quit.
Yeah. But I didn't listen, luckily.
Luckily.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's talk to both of you about your hair. 80s and 90s hair, both of you. Who wins the prize for bigger hair?
Oh my God, if we had kids, they would be like Cheetah Pets or Cousin.
I swear. Richard had better hair than most women, right? Don't we? Can we all agree on that?
Still does, by the way. Still does.
No, his hair is great right now.
But yeah, your hair kind of, talk about like having a look. For the moment, like that really
tragic.
Was it a mullet?
Can we call it a mullet or no?
Oh, full on.
Oh yeah, it was a fluffy mullet.
But it was a fluffy.
It was very
mullet.
Fluffy. Yeah.
It wasn't. I mean, there was a brief period where it was a technical mullet, like a classic Bono mullet or a Billy Ray Cyrus mullet. I had it briefly there where it was really super short on the sides, and you know, but then it just sort of became this. Poofy, helmety, feathered, like almost feathered.
Oh, feathered. God, love
and
feathered.
And I was from Jersey. So, it, you know, in the late 80s, early 90s in Jersey, like I think that's where the ozone layer started to break. Was right above Jersey.
Right above your head.
Right above the mall. I was in Pennsylvania, so I was one state over, and we were getting it. We were getting the Jersey. I had all of it. The spillover.
Perpetually tan.
When we look at our pictures from that time, I was like, if we got together ever at that time, our hair would not even fit in a car.
No.
Like how it was ridiculous. But yeah, it was very similar.
Oh, I love it.
Wait, Daisy.
To this day, when I talk, you know, because I'm very proud that I still have pretty much every hair on my head. And they say, you always talk about your hair too much. Can't you talk about current events? And I say, okay, how does my hair look right now?
Currently.
Your hair looks fantastic right now. It's like short, but a little spiky.
Thank you, bro.
Like you're 20 years
Both
old.
Both of you still have incredible hair, too. So, man, you're doing it all right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, goodness.
Wait, I'm going to go back to Daisy, but then back to Richard about the NSYNC music. But Daisy, how did you go into becoming an entrepreneur and a businesswoman? And like, your brands are amazing. And how did you pivot into that world?
It was, again, an opportunity that came my way. And I'm very big on jumping on an opportunity when it's presented to you, not overthinking it too much if it makes sense for you. And for me, it made sense at the time. It was the very beginning of licensing and branding. So back in 2004, none of us really knew what branding was,
right?
And licensing and what that was all about. So I had an opportunity to do licensing for a small sportswear line. And I just thought, well, I just came off of doing House of Style at MTV. I really do feel like I have a little bit of the inside scoop on fashion. I knew a lot of fashion designers and stylists, and I was into it. I loved it. So I thought, well, I'm already doing this in the form of modeling for other people. Why not? There's nothing wrong with doing it for myself. Let me give it a shot and see. And I thought it was going to become a little fashion side hobby. It was at the time that a lot of actors and a lot of musicians and a lot of models were turning down these types of opportunities because they
I remember
they didn't
want
to go outside their lane.
It was sort of frowned upon. Remember when big actors would only do commercials in other countries?
Right.
Yeah.
They didn't want them shown in the States. It was really
right,
like
Richard's lyrics, when you're trying to make a living, there's no such thing as pride.
That is true.
Just go for it.
That's
take the money.
True. And I didn't even see it as selling out or as doing anything.
No, it's not.
That would ruin my career. I just thought, this is what I do. I'm a model. I sell products for other people. This sounds interesting. I'm not sure what it is, but it's an opportunity to expand in what I'm doing and to make a little extra money. And little did I know that we were learning as we were going, and it turned into a full blown brand where it kind of took over my television career.
And were you business savvy? I mean, did you just learn as you went along, or you surrounded yourself with great people who you trusted and you're like, yeah, let me hold your hand and teach me this?
Yeah, I definitely surrounded myself with people who had experience in retail and manufacturing. And we were all learning as we went when it came to licensing and when it came to branding. It was the wild, wild west. So we did just learn as we go.
Amazing.
That's why I always tell people, and everybody is so focused these days on what they want to do and where they want to go. And, you know, whether you want to be a big star, or a big entrepreneur, or a big whatever. And they stay so laser focused on what they want to be that they disregard all these little opportunities that come their way that are really detours to get you probably to a bigger place than you can even imagine. Because that's what happened for me. And that's what's happened all along my career, is you take chances on these little detours and these opportunities that you didn't plan, but they get you even further than where you were planning on going.
Right. It's the these little stepping stones,
right?
That if you miss the forest through the trees, what is the expression? Miss the forest through the trees.
The trees, but listen to the universe. The universe will sort of guide you, right? I mean, and leaving your comfort zone, by far, to me, in my life, that's where all the great stuff happens.
And 100%.
And I kind of hate that, because these days I'm just looking to get deeper into my comfort zone.
Same. Right? We get to that point where like, no, I'm just happy in my little bubble.
Yes. I'm like, really? A cold plunge? No. Make it look more and put bubble bath in it.
the cold plunge.
Are you guys cold plungers? Are you cold plungers?
Yes, a little bit. Yeah,
okay, because Ben is a cold plunger. Ben is a cold plunger.
Yeah.
It's so kind of amazing. It's amazing.
Well, I think you're the advertisement for it, because you're like fountain of youth, both of you. So the answer, cold plunges,
both
everybody.
Of you look exactly the same as always. You look like kids.
I got to ask Richard about, we had Lance Bass on the other day, and you know, they have their first song. I'm sure Justin called them and said, I have a song for us to do together for the new Trolls soundtrack. But he told me on a side that you had written some of the songs for their biggest album, No Strings Attached. How did that come about? And who sang lead vocals on This I Promise You? Was it Justin or JC? And how did that happen?
It was both. In a lot of their hits, they would take turns. So the like first verse would be one of them, and then second verse would be the other. So it was really between Justin and JC, they had two great lead vocalists with very distinctively different sounds and types of voices. It was like 1999. So they were, they had just blown up. They were the biggest group in the world.
Right.
And they were making their follow-up record. And as I recall, they had a record company dispute and there was a lawsuit going on. So there was a delay in them putting out another album. So the anticipation was huge, but they wanted to get to it because, you know, that at that time, your audience can bail on you pretty quickly.
Yeah. So Lance said that it was like, record, rehearse, tour, record, rehearse, tour. And it went on for, I don't know
with
how many
break.
Albums.
With
right.
No break.
And then Justin said, I need a break. And then the break never stopped because he went into the stratosphere.
But I got a call from a guy at a record company from their record company asking if I had any songs for them. And I had just written this song called This I Promise You because I had it in mind. I'd met this group of three sisters at a wedding. They were singing at this wedding and they were really great. And so I had this idea of, trying to sign them to a record deal and I needed to write a song that would be really a cool pop song that had great three-part harmony. So I wrote This I Promise You with them in mind. And then that whole deal kind of got complicated. And so then I thought, oh, well, maybe I can turn this into something for NSYNC. So I did a little demo of it in my house that night and I sent it in the next day. And the guy from the label really loved it. And then he said, the guys love the song, but they also want you to produce it. So that meant that I went to record it with them and spent a few days in the studio with them. And it was just like the most effortlessly fun, great experience. All five of those guys were really talented. They were really professional. I worked mostly with JC and Justin, obviously, but I'm still friendly with JC to this day. He was at our wedding party and really classy, quality human being he is. And Lance is a great guy. And I got to know Lance a little bit post working with them, but it was just one of those things. It was like, I sort of accidentally got a ticket on a runaway train, and having a song on that No Strings Attached album was it was hilarious for me because, I was used to, I had been used to the guy when I put out a song, I'm the guy that, had to get up at 4 a.m. for Good Morning America and go and rehearse and sound check 7 times. And then you do the live thing and you're exhausted and then you write to another interview. And I would be seeing NSYNC promoting my song while I'm home having breakfast and having coffee. They're doing all the hard work and I'm just collecting the checks.
It is a great song. It's
honestly one of my favorite ballads ever written, but so when you wrote that song, did you feel like regret giving it to someone else to sing? Because you were so successful doing your own music. How was that, writing something and then giving it away to someone else?
Well, number one, I'd always done that. I started out as a songwriter for other people. So I wrote hits for other artists like Kenny Rogers, and I wrote songs for Chicago and Philip Bailey and a handful of different people before I even had a record deal. And then when I started having my own hits, I never stopped doing that. So I think it was a year after I had my first hit album, I wrote and produced a song for an all-girl heavy metal band called Vixen. And that was a hit. And a song called Edge of a Broken Heart. And then I wrote a song for Poco 2 years later, and that was a hit. And so I never really, I always knew, like, as I was writing a song, oh, I'm going to keep this one for me. But then by the time the NSYNC thing happened, my run at radio as a hit maker, as an artist, had its 10 years and I was not really getting played on the radio anymore. In fact, very few of the white male singer-songwriters of that time, it had really shifted to more R&B artists and dance
grunge,
artists, stuff
right,
like that.
Yeah.
So me and Brian Adams and Michael Bolton and Phil Collins, we were sort of not on pop radio anymore. But I just was like, oh, that's fine. I'll write songs for other people. And then the NSYNC thing was just, it was just massive. It was a massively huge song that still, you know, gets played a lot today, which is great.
Still, yeah, it's huge.
It's such a beautiful song. I love the lyrics. I give you my heart. I give you my word. This is a battle we've won. You two obviously are in that space. Like, I love you forever. You can trust me forever. And we don't have to worry about that anymore, which is probably what most people, you know, get broken up over.
Yeah. You know, you guys, it's funny you say that because, and this is just one example. That's an example. This, I promise you, is an example. But there's this song that I wrote when I was 18 with an amazingly gifted composer and orchestrator. He just left us a couple of years ago in his 90s. And his name was Jeremy Lubbock. He was a British arranger, conductor, but he also wrote some songs. He wrote a song for Al Jarreau. And I met him when I was 18 and I just moved to LA and we wrote a song together called The Best of Me. And this song has been recorded by Olivia Newton-John, Barry Manilow, Cliff Richard had a hit.
Wait, was that a David? Did Olivia Newton-John and David Foster do that song? I know that song.
Foster, who told you shouldn't have been a singer.
Oh, no. That song was like in the 80s. So, I still love that song. I have it on mixes.
That's great because it wasn't ever really a hit here in America, but I love that you know that song. But
yes.
I just did a concert in Nashville a few months ago with the Nashville Symphony. And I wanted to do that song, even though I've never recorded it on an album or anything like that. But I had Jeremy's original string arrangement. So we used that with the Nashville Symphony. And Daisy was in the audience, as she usually is. And I was introducing the song and talking about my friendship with Jeremy and that I wrote the song when I was 18. And then I said, I actually realized that I wrote this song about Daisy 31 years before I met her.
It's amazing.
And wait, what's the name of the song?
The Best of
the
Me.
Best of Me.
You were my one more chance I never thought I'd find. You
I'm
were
getting
the one
goosebumps.
I'm writing this down right
in
now.
My mind. No one will ever touch me more. And I only hope that in return, I might have saved the best of me for you.
Oh my gosh. So I'm going to cry. I just love this song more than anything.
But we did it, and I started fucking crying in the,
the
show.
I know. I was dying. It was like one of those like movie moments.
It was like my inside voice was like, pull it together, man.
My inside voice. Wait, can we hear that version, or is that just, was that recorded? We can?
Yeah, you know what? Daisy can send it to you. We snuck a little recording because they don't like to do that.
I recorded the whole thing.
I've sent you the audio.
I'll send it to you.
I would love to hear that. Oh,
honestly, Daisy, I listen, musicians get the hottest, best girls. And you must have been in love with his. So, I mean, Richard's a poet. I was just listening to a song about your father that literally made me cry right before we got on here. I think you won a Grammy for it.
Oh, yeah. Dancing with My Father.
Dancing with My Father. Christine, have you heard this song?
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, my dad passed away in 2006. And I was literally crying before I got on this podcast.
Well, Dancing with My Father, I wrote with Luther Vandross. It was the last song he ever wrote.
Oh, my God.
Is that true?
It was the last song. We were great friends, and we'd written several songs together. And he and I wrote Dance with My Father. And when he finished recording it, 10 days later, he had a stroke, and ultimately about a year later, he passed. But he lived to see us win the Grammy for Song of the Year that year for that song. So I'm really proud of that one.
Yeah, Christine, you have to listen
to
that song.
I was
literally in tears, wiping with tissues before we got on here.
I'm sure I know it. I'm terrible sometimes with song titles.
He'll sing it at his shows, and I look out into the audience,
and everyone is singing.
Barely
I'm sure
a
I know
dry eye when he sings that song.
It's heavy, but it's beautiful, and. Yeah. Wait, Richard, are you still touring? Are you doing shows?
I'm always touring. And it's not so much, I mean, I use the word touring, but they're not really tours anymore because what I associate that word with is like, you know, back when we would make an album and you go out and tour to want a tour to support the album. Now I just do shows. I just do shows all year long, year after year. I do mostly greatest hits, the greatest hits. And I always throw in a couple of new songs. I do sometimes songs that I wrote with other people or for other people. And that's part of our life. We just travel.
I travel with him a lot, especially when he goes to play all over the world. And,
it's great. And you, I'm sure, can sort of cultivate where you want to go and what shows you want, right? Like, isn't that the best?
He can't so much, but I can.
You can.
Yeah, like Daisy when I was like, Paris, check. London, check. Okay. New York City, check. Yeah. Wichita, Kansas, I'm going to let you go do that
one. I'm going to skip that one, honey.
Yeah, I'll see you when you get home, baby.
Yeah.
Wichita. No offense to Wichita, but Daisy has work too. She's got her.
Yes.
So Daisy's like Penny Lane in Almost Famous. She's the head groupie.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And how about your kids, Richard? Is everybody musical in your family?
Your kids are musicians.
I want to hear about that collaboration.
Oh my God, his boys are incredible.
Well, we just, I just a week ago put out a new song. So I turned 60 on September 16th, and a couple of weeks before, we went out to a movie together. We all hang out together all the time. All three of my sons were 32, and 30.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm 30.
What a blessing. Amazing.
They all live near us. They all hang out with us all the time. We're having dinner with one of them tonight.
Yeah.
They're all really talented singer, songwriter, musicians. And I've worked with all of them separately from each other. But we went to see a movie and they said, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, I want to sit in a room and I want us all four to write a song together because we've never done that. So we got together at one of my son's house. He has a great studio in his house. And we wrote this song called Days to Remember. And it was so much fun. We wrote the whole song in about 48 minutes.
Wait, and this is brand spanking new?
It just came out last week. It's on Spotify and Apple Music and everywhere.
Writing this down right now.
This is so exciting.
A really fun, up-tempo pop song. My son Lucas produced it. Everybody sang background vocals. I sang the lead, but it was the most amazing experience. And all three of them were like, I thought maybe one of them would be a wallflower, maybe not contribute maybe as much as the other two, whatever. All three of them were just like, we were all finishing each other's sentences. We were writing the music together. We all played all the instruments. And it was just a total blast. So yeah, I get to share, you know, they're my best friends, those three young men. And I'm really proud of the human beings they are. But we share this whole other language and this love for music. And it's awesome.
When every now and then they will all get up on stage and make a little appearance with him. And the song, their go-to song that they sing, like, it's straight out of heaven.
Amazing.
It is this, I promise you.
Promise
so
you.
They will all do I promise you, and the way they harmonize, I don't know how they do it, but it
are they vocalists, guitar players?
Yeah. Amazing singers. Incredible. Amazing singer, all three of them.
And was it just osmosis, like in the household, they grew up with it and you could hear it and it was natural? Or did you immediately put them into the musical instruments and singing lessons? Or was it just like
it
they came
both.
Out?
Because both you and their mom are musicals.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of in their blood.
Right.
Yeah. Cynthia sang in some of the movies that she was in and a really good singer. So they combine honestly. Same thing with me. Both my dad couldn't sing, but he was an amazing composer and conductor, and my mother was a great singer. So I think that's just in our blood. But yeah, once I realized that they really were into music, then I made them take piano lessons and do all that stuff. But they really are pretty much self-taught. Everything that they do, they've sort of cultivated themselves. But yeah, I know, David, you mentioned that song, and it's so cool when we're on stage and they're all with me, which happens maybe once every year or so.
Yeah.
I get to the line right before the chorus and then I stop singing and my sons go, and I will take you.
Oh my God.
And the audience loses their shit.
Yeah. It's kind of great.
Oh gosh.
Well, we'll have two of you shows.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, anytime you play LA, I'm there. But Christine, you know, has a daughter at Juilliard, amazing actress.
Oh, wow.
Another son who's also interested in acting. My daughter, Chelsea, is like a big influencer and she just starred in her first TV show. And I was there on set coaching her. And it's surreal. I know what you're talking about.
It's so great.
It's surreal.
But question though. Both of you can each answer this. Obviously, there is something so, I don't know what the right word is. It's exciting, but it's also just so sort of soulful when our offspring get into the same, if not similar, like they want to be in entertainment or they would, right? Because we all speak that language and everything. But I wonder what the thrill would be to have a kid who goes off in a completely different direction, but crushes it and is just having the best, most successful life in a field that we know nothing about, that we can't even comprehend. I would think that there's something amazing about that too, because we also know the pitfalls of what we do and the shitty part of it, you know?
Well, of course. I mean, that's the hardest part, I think, as a parent, knowing the what you talked about from the very beginning, the rejection, that nobody escapes it. I don't care if you start out as a, you know, a success right out of the gates. There are hills and valleys, and nobody sustains. There's disappointment and rejection at some point of it. And as a parent, you want them to be, you know, it's, I talk about this all the time. I want to keep them in the bubble. I want to just be protect them from everything. That doesn't work. They need to feel the pain. They need to feel it all. But yeah, I think you're right. We've always joked because there are no, like, the math science gene in this artistic family kind of like just missed all of us. There's no math. Nobody's engineering. Nobody's going to build anything that's going to go to space. Nobody's going to cure a disease in this family.
I mean, obviously, you know, Ben coming from his lineage with Jerry and Anne, but I mean, is your family?
No.
The one who went off into some other crazy shit.
I ended up in a weird, from Allentown, Pennsylvania, into a weird place. And I had parents at least that were sort of, Daisy, what you said is sort of like, why not? What has she got to lose? Like, they had no clue. And it's that thing where I had parents that were willing to say yes, that were willing to say, why not?
And that's honestly, that's the best thing you can do as a parent. Whatever your kid's interested in, you support that.
For sure.
I have a daughter, Hannah, who is a business major at Tulane University in her junior year. She just got a huge job at a financial firm, a very prestigious financial firm. And it was as exciting to me as when Chelsea was on set starring in her show.
Yeah.
To me, it was like, this is Hannah doing her thing. She's brilliant at math and economics and Richard, what you're saying is so true. Wherever your kid finds their calling, as long as they're happy and they're doing where their talent lies, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
But I'm in awe of how our kids just like it is. It's that thing of they're so little for so long and then now they're out in the world and it's just a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Being on stage with your kids has to be something otherworldly.
They just did like maybe 8 months ago, they did the Kelly Clarkson show with me. They sang with me on the Kelly Clarkson show. All three of my sons.
Oh my God.
That's just terrific. Yeah. I can't wait to hear this song.
Are you playing LA anytime soon?
Not LA proper that I know of, probably too much year. I'm playing next weekend, actually. I'm playing a little ways out. I'm playing Lancaster and Cerritos, but not in LA proper.
What about New York?
New York will be next year, too.
All right.
What about Wichita?
What about Allentown? Daisy, I love you. I miss you. I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy for you that you've got this beautiful family and that you introduced me to Christine and we're doing this and let's stay in touch, please.
I wish we could have a full another hour. This was such a treat. We're going to hang up and David and I know we're both going to separately like go into Spotify and iTunes and just be like cranking your music all night, listening to the new song. David's going to listen to The Best of Me. Daisy's going to send us that version of it.
And you know what? When you guys are in LA and Christine's in LA, the six of us.
That'd be great.
We're going to get Ben involved in this for sure.
I love that.
This was such a treat.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
So fun.
Love you both so much.
See ya.
Take care.
Bye, guys.
Oh, my gosh, David.
I'm going to be floating for the rest of the night. I'm so excited.
That was really amazing. They are adorable together. Aside from just being like gorgeous to look at, and they are, let me tell you, listeners, they are.
They both look amazing.
They are they're just so sweet and fun and funny. And I just super cool. We really, I feel like we only scratched the surface. Like, Daisy had all kinds of acting credits that we never even talked about.
You know, it's hard to interview two people at the same time, right? Like, I didn't know what to, I tried to go back and forth, but.
It was, you know, to me, it's just, it's more about when you get a couple like that, the dynamic and hearing them talk about each other and how they knew each other because they were both so iconic. In their own right, and how they knew of each other,
and they met on Twitter. I mean, how cool is that? They followed the same person. I think we got in 1 hour, we got as many stories out of the two of them as we could have possibly gotten. But I could have talked to them for several more hours.
That was so fun. And the music we've got, you have to listen to that song. And I think I'm going to do a full Richard Marx playlist. I'm going to make a playlist.
I've been doing it all week. Endless Summer Nights, Hold On to the Night.
But I think I'm so embarrassed because I feel like Dance with My Father, I probably know the song. I just didn't know that's what it was called. Ben makes fun of me all the time. He's like, you don't know this song? And I was like, I don't know it by name, but hum it for me.
If you play that song for Ben, I guarantee you he cries.
He's going to start to cry.
I guarantee you. But the NSYNC stuff I didn't even know about. You know, he writing for other people and giving your songs away is...
Well, but also that's the great, like he said, that to me, that's the coolest thing ever, because at a certain point when the trend shifted and they were not artists being played, like he said, him and Phil Collins and Michael Bolton and Bryan Adams, and having that talent to write songs for other people and still do what you love and then, you know, play shows. Get better.
His lyrics are beautiful. I listened to Paul Simon interviewed on the Smart List podcast the other day.
Yeah.
And they were freaking out. They were like, we don't even know what to say. Like, you're part of our life and blah, blah, blah. And Paul Simon said, the music you listen to when you're young, you know, in your teen years, becomes part of your DNA, like not like anything else, right? Like, it's, we can listen to music now, but the music you listen to in your teen years when you're growing up is part of your life.
Yes.
And I feel like that with Richard, you know.
Really?
It's
so true. And Daisy is awesome, and I really like her, and I'm going to have to get her number and information because I need to reach out to her personally her that I want to be best friends. And and her business is incredible. Like, I was looking up, you know, her whole line, and she's the entrepreneur.
She's a extraordinary businesswoman. She's always been a beautiful, shining light, always so positive. Like, you know, I don't know, just one of those friends you have that you just love forever. So.
Well, that was amazing. All right. But we got to end it.
We got to end it. All right.
We'll be back in a week.
Thank you for listening. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe and give us 5 stars.
And please follow us on Instagram at HeyDudeTheNineties Called. See you next time.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.